approximately 1 in every 59 children are born with autism. Albert Einstein.
Dr. Einstein had no speech until age 3. Steve Jobs. He was a loner. He brought snakes to school.
Leonardo da Vinci. This man was far advanced on the autism spectrum.
I'm not naughty. I'm autistic. And I just get too much information.
You're listening to Takiwa Tanga, Love Not Cure, Exploring Autism One Strength at a Time.
Autistic representation in media and literature has long been a topic of discussion, but in recent years, there has been a growing movement to increase the representation of autistic individuals and their experiences. The goal of this movement is to promote greater understanding and acceptance of autism, challenge harmful stereotypes, and showcase the diversity of the autistic community. One key aspect of this movement is to push to support autistic writers, actors, and filmmakers. Autistic individuals are often best equipped to tell their own stories and to offer nuanced, authentic portrayals of autism. And one such initiative that supports this is the Autism Arts Festival. The Autism Arts Festival is an annual event that celebrates the artistic talents of autistic individuals. The festival typically features a wide range of art forms, including visual arts, music, dance, theater, and film. One of the key goals of the festival is to showcase the diversity of the autistic community and to challenge stereotypes about autism. By highlighting the artistic achievements of autistic individuals, the festival provides a platform for the community to share their stories and perspective with a wider audience. The festival also serves as a space for autistic individuals to connect with each other, with allies and supporters. The festival also often includes workshops, panel discussions, and other opportunities for community building and education. The festival, as mentioned, is just one example of the ways in which the autistic community is using art to promote greater understanding and acceptance of autism. Other initiatives include art therapy programs for autistic individuals, advocacy efforts to increase access to art education and resources, and the work of individual artists who are using their platforms to raise awareness about autism and advocate for the needs of the autistic community. Critics of existing portrayals of autism in popular media are also important part of the movement. Too often, autistic characters in books, TV shows, and movies are reduced to one-dimensional stereotypes or used as a plot devices to advance the story of neurotypical characters. This type of representation not only fails to accurately depict the experiences of autistic individuals, but can also contribute to harmful myths and misunderstandings about autism. However, there have also been positive examples of autistic representation in media, literature, and films. The Netflix series Atypical, for example, has been praised for its nuanced portrayal of autism and its impact on individuals and their families. The show explores the challenges faced by Sam Gardner, a teenager on the autism spectrum, as he navigates the complexities of his high school relationships and growing up. The show's depiction of autism is widely regarded as one of the most authentic and nuanced portrayals in popular media. The creators of the show work closely with autism experts and consultants to ensure that the depiction of autism was accurate and respectful. The show also features a diverse range of autistic characters, each with their own unique experiences and challenges. In addition to its focus on autism, Atypical also addresses other important social issues, including mental health, sexuality, and family dynamics. The show's portrayal of Sam's family and their efforts to support him and understand his needs has been particularly lauded for its sensitivity and nuance. Overall, Atypical is an important example of how popular media can contribute to greater understanding and acceptance of autism. By offering a complex and authentic portrayal of autism and its impact on individuals and their families, the show challenges harmful stereotypes and contributes to a more inclusive and compassionate society. Another film, such as Temple Grandin and Rain Man, also offer nuanced portrayals of autism and its impact on individuals' lives. Temple Grandin, a biopic about the life of Temple Grandin, an autistic woman who revolutionized the livestock industry and her designs for humane slaughterhouses. The film explores Grandin's experiences with autism and how her unique perspective allowed her to develop groundbreaking innovations in her field. The film has been praised for its accurate portrayal of autism and its focus on Grandin's strengths and abilities rather than her challenges. The Rain Man, on the other hand, is a classic film that tells the story of Charlie Babbitt, played by Tom Cruise, a selfish and manipulative young man who discovers that he has an older brother named Raymond, who is autistic and has been living in an institution for most of his life. Raymond is portrayed by Dustin Hoffman, who won an Academy Award for his performance. The film explores the relationship between Charlie and Raymond as they embark on a road trip together, and with Charlie hoping to use Raymond's inheritance to pay off his debts. As they spend time together, Charlie begins to understand Raymond's unique perspective and experiences, and the two brothers develop a bond that transcends their differences. Rain Man is widely regarded as one of the most influential and popular portrayals of autism in popular media. The film has been praised for its nuanced and sensitive portrayal of Raymond and its exploration of the challenges faced by individuals on the autism spectrum. However, the film has also been criticized for perpetuating harmful stereotypes about autism and for centering the story on Charlie's journey rather than Raymond's experiences. Another one is a Korean soap opera. So I have to insert this too. There's a Korean soap opera that depicts autism as Extraordinary Attorney Woo. This is a South Korean television series that premiered in 2022, starring Park Yoon-bin as Woo Young-woo, a rookie lawyer with autism, who is hired by a major law firm in Seoul. Despite her photographic memory and high intelligence, her unique manner of communication is initially seen as odd, awkward, and blunt by her neurotypical peers. However, with each legal case, she becomes an increasingly competent attorney, utilizing her strengths to recall laws and resolving cases in unexpected ways. The show revolves around the themes of prejudice against individuals with disabilities, the rivalry between two major law firms, and Woo's strong interest in marine mammals, which she often used as an analogy to understand and solve problems. The 16-episode series aired on ENA and received audience acclaim, with its final episode recording 17.5% nationwide ratings, make it the 8th highest rated drama in Korean cable television history and 7th highest rated television drama by number of viewers. It is also available for streaming on Netflix in selected regions. In addition to promoting greater representation in media and literature, the autistic community and its allies are also working to raise awareness about the challenges faced by autistic individuals and to advocate for greater support and resources. This includes efforts to increase access to diagnostic services, therapy, and educational opportunities for autistic individuals. In conclusion, increasing autistic representation in media and literature is a crucial step towards promoting greater understanding and acceptance of autism. By supporting autistic creators and critiquing harmful portrayals of autism in popular media, we can work towards creating a more inclusive and compassionate society for all individuals.
Every tangata fight takiwa tanga is different. If you fail with one strategy, don't stop. Keep moving forward. Always remember that for every failure you encounter, is one step closer to your success. Thanks for tuning in. Until next time, Memuto te fakawa haire. Let's stop judging others. Memahi tahi tato. Let's all work together. Kia maya, kia kaha, be brave and be strong.
Thank you.